Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How do you get a better relationship with your money in the new year? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are so many who have been living paycheck to paycheck or have voluntarily created a more frugal lifestyle. Well, let your goal also be looking for ways to increase your comfort level. Give yourself a spending plan. It's a budget by a better name. Based on small, achievable goals and objectives, such as saving a certain amount of money by a certain date, or paying off a credit card balance and not charging what you can't afford to pay off in full each month, or increasing your 401k contribution. Each time you reach one of those doable set goals, take a moment and notice what you have done and how that decision shored up your financial vulnerability just a little bit more. Good management of one's personal money is the very first step towards self-reliance. To me, the more self-reliant we are, the greater our comfort level. The greater our comfort level, the better we are able to make good money decisions. It's your money, so take it personally. Make this year of change the year you commit to taking personal control of becoming better informed and better educated about managing your money. There is opportunity in the midst of this continuing economic crisis. The opportunity is to put a place, a new culture, one that's committed to managing our past out-of-control consumption. So create a new money vision for yourself. Write it down and tell someone your plan so that you feel committed to it. Take small, daily steps regarding managing your personal money, but do them with a sense of urgency. Stay clear about what you can comfortably afford to spend, because that's the best way to stay out of debt and control overspending, which can happen even when the money is tight. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.